What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Here we are back at it. Episode 3 of the Grant Leonard Show. Here with us, the coach of the Queens Royals, my man G. Grant Leonard, and his assistant coach today, Charlie Wilson, with me today. How things go over there at Queens today? I see y'all rocking the gear real nice over there.
Getting ready for a huge in-state rivalry with Gardner Webb. Excited for it.
And no doubt, man. And let me ask you, G, how are Thanksgiving for you and the team and the players, man? I know it's a time you're reflecting. How thankful we are to be able to be around basketball and cover sports and coach sports. How's it been for you all, your team, this holiday season so far, man?
It's been really good overall, you know, with a young group, one senior playing right now and a bunch of injuries. I think our guys are doing exceptionally well, getting better daily and getting better as a group, and had a huge home win versus Fairleigh Dickinson right before Thanksgiving, which made turkey taste all that better, especially beating old Queens assistant Jack Castleberry.
Yes, indeed. You got one over Jack for sure, man. And I saw you went to Philadelphia for the Market Street Challenge, played against Fairfield, got a win there, then played Zach Spiker and those guys against Drexel. So how tough about Philadelphia was it for your team to play that MTE up there, man?
You know, it was a great experience for our guys. You know, we landed and we were able to go to see the Liberty Bell. Then we went to the Rocky Steps. And then after both games were over, we took our guys down to Cheesesteak Corner and let them try out different cheesesteaks. And overall, great trip. Drexel, we were up against Drexel at half and just weren't able to finish it off, but just really happy with how our guys have continued to improve through that trip.
No doubt, G. And you know, like I said, I guess, first game, Fairfield, that late run you went on in the first half, man, kind of gave you that foundation to kind of withstand their run second half and hold on to that game against Fairfield. And talk about seeing your guys with the injuries you have right now, the young guys you have, doing that big run and be able to sustain it through second half, not letting them get too close. Hopefully, they push to win that game.
Yeah, I thought it was the first time all year that we kind of represented on the offensive glass the way normal Queens basketball does. And, you know, I think we have some guys that are starting to find some confidence and some roles, you know, being new here and figuring out where their niche is and being able to build from there. And was really happy to see that run, you know, and to them do it on the road, because we played pretty well at home, but on the road, that's the first time, even though it's a neutral site, but where it's not home cooking, where our guys had some confidence.
No doubt. Gee, you know, what's good about that game is finding different ways to win, you know, because you know what I'm talking about, you know, both of our coaches know the same way. You can win different ways. Little things like rebounding the ball, crashing the glass, misposition with the rebound, getting out of transition, getting deflections, turnovers, all those kind of things help winning. And when your shots not going down sometimes, those things always can travel. Those things make a difference when winning between W's and L's.
Yeah, that's something we're working on. And Charlie here is our offensive coordinator and associate head coach. And he really works with our guys. And I told him the last game we struggled versus Richmond, but we had a lot of clean looks. I thought we got great shots almost every time down the floor. And so, you know, I'll let him comment on that. But we're really just trying to get better and being able to figure out how to produce when we're not making shots. Charlie?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we're trying to get our guys comfortable. You know, trying to figure out when we're getting what shots so guys will be shot ready and play without hesitation. And I think early on we're a little bit hesitant in some of the stuff we're trying to do on both ends. And as we get this new group together and get a little bit more experience and hopefully the injury bug gets the heck out of Charlotte, hopefully the hesitation part kind of goes away.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about it, guys. Like G and Charlie's like, when you have to think about it sometimes, it slows you down. You don't play this naturally. Getting that natural play and feeling good about what you're seeing on the court, being confident in your actions, what you got to do on this action, this play. It's like, you know, it's very amazing to see when a young man has finally picks with a young man, like, oh, I got it now. But I feel like those young guys are adjusting as you all throw that good stuff, the good stuff you all run to them right now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I talked to our guys just the other day, and when the team was originally built, if we weren't hurt, we were turning 65% of our minutes from last year. And with two injuries, now all of a sudden it's 33%. And so it's a big difference having those two guys out. And I think going forward, it's going to be a great experience for those young guys to play more minutes and be ready for conference time.
No doubt, Gene. I feel like this time you get them. I know we hate injuries. We all hate them. But for it to happen, now you can get guys who say minutes now, experience now. So when it gets those tough Thursday, Saturday matchups, when you need guys to go deep into your bench and play, you have the confidence in those guys, that confidence in themselves, that they can actually execute defensively and offensively what you all want to do and play Queens basketball the right way.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, Charlie hit the nail on the head with hesitation, and you can see guys as they play more get more and more comfortable and less hesitant. And we just got to get there as a group, and we are. We show moments and spurts. We just haven't put together a full 40 minutes. But every game and this Wednesday will be another opportunity for us.
And G and Charlie, what I like about it is that your guys are really they're playing their butt tails off. Like, the guys getting opportunities right now. I sent guys up and down the roster contribute up and down the roster. I want to highlight one guy, Malcolm Wilson, against FD, having five blocks, G. The Georgetown transfer came in, got the job done extensively for you guys, getting them blocks, man, and been a presence in that paint wall.
Yeah, it's first time in a long time. Queens has had a rim protector like that, and it's nice because it kind of cleans up some defensive mistakes at times. And he even did it a little bit versus Richmond, had one or two, and I'm just really excited to see where he goes. You know, he's really getting better and better. It's a two-year project with him, and I think he's going to come out going forward and be something no one else in our league really has.
No doubt. And you know what, G, like, defense still wins games, size still wins games. Length wins games, and having a guy like that who can actually erase mistakes, kind of, you know, guy gets beat, knowing that he has back on the back line there, man. It's good to have that. Like I said, I feel like he's going to get more confident, get better and better and better, but I was happy to see him with those five blocks, man. I know that's very important to you, how you guys defend.
Yeah, no doubt. It for sure is. And defense actually starts our offense. I'll let Charlie talk about that. But when we get a stop and get the ball out, our offense is electric. So let Charlie talk about a little bit about our transition and how Malcolm can protect our rim and start our transition.
Yeah, we've actually been really good when we don't have to take the ball out of bounds. You know, we got multiple guys that can push it. You know, Dayton Albury is probably as fast as anybody in the country getting inline to inline. And so when we can get those stops, those long rebounds, whether it's a miss or a block or whatever, our guards really have worked really hard all summer on getting out in space and transition and trying to get early looks, you know, before the other team gets set. And we've been pretty good at it. We just got to continue to try to get more stops and take advantage of those opportunities.
And no doubt, yeah, defense and offense are so important because, you know, transition buckets are very, you know, nice jump shot falling down. Now transition, getting easy layup, secondary breaks, vibrator breaks and stuff like that. That's very important. Like you said, Charlie and G, like that defensive end, like you can, if you've locked that down, opens up so much for you on the other end of the floor and gets guys involved, get guys throwing the ball, because we all know the ball is energy. And that transition game, getting guys in conflict, trying to match up, cross matches, take advantage of matchups, then there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes it the hardest thing is teams are trying to lock down on a couple of our shooters. But when you're running in transition, that's impossible to do that because of the cross matches and guys running to spots. And so we want to try, it's just very similar to the NBA. We want to try and score or run an action very quickly before the defense is set to try and cause a breakdown. And we've been effective at it, but we have to be more locked in defensively to get more frequent at it.
No doubt. That's definitely coming, man. Like, and how, and I know it's not the result you wanted, G, but test yourself against a quality pitching opponent. Chris Mooney does a heck of a job at Richmond. And, you know, seeing going up there and experiencing that, it's better to test your guys and know this is what we have to get to throughout the year to get that level right now.
Yeah, I mean, their biggest difference between us and them, obviously there's a lot of game experience, but it's the execution level. And I think that's what the experience gives you is you could tell that their guys could execute what they're trying to do every possession. And we still have possessions where we're clunky and not getting quite to it. And that comes with inexperience, whereas they have a lot of experience. But by the end of the year, those gaps will be shortened and our ability to execute as we go forward will continue to get better and better every week for sure.
And G, talk about Logan. I saw him pop up against FDU, man. Coming in there doing good things for you guys. What about his move for you guys this year, man?
You want to talk about Logan?
Yeah, I'll talk about LT. You know, Lowe's been hurt a lot. That injury bug, multiple just little things, nothing serious, has kept him out of a lot of practices. And so he finally got cleared to come back and got a few minutes at FDU and was able to hit some shots. You know, I thought him getting back at a home game with the crowd we had, with him being a local guy, and he's always got a bunch of people in the stands. You know, I thought that was really good for him. He's made it through all the practices this week without getting injury bug again. So hopefully he can keep building and getting more time on the practice court, which will lead to more opportunities on game days.
No doubt, because I say, and you know what's great about it, like I said, practice makes perfect. I know, and I'll try to tell the young guys too, G and Charlie, that practicing is the thing you need to get better at your game. Some guys, I also want to play the game. No, you need to go put the hard yards in and practice. Enjoy that process of getting better each day in practice. Then you'll be better, a lot better. You can get a pro career too, because I'm in the NBA. Guys are working out. So what makes you is in for working out every day? As a college guy, I love when kids, you guys tell me that, G. Charlie, like, what? These guys do it every day. Why can't you?
Yeah, and he is actually an everyday guy. And I thought from the end of last season to this beginning of the fall, he might have put in more work than anyone in our program and made huge jumps. And then it was just unfortunate. You know, he had a really bad concussion that held him out quite a bit. And it was at a, you know, really bad time. But I think going forward, as he gets more practices under his belt, you're going to see him get more and more consistent and comfortable with his role.
And Charles, let me ask you this, man, about offensively, man. Where you kind of get your grounding from an offense? I know for me, my father really loved what he loved, running a lot of cross sets with two bigs. He's an old school guy, but now my dad likes to spread out a little bit more now when he draws up plays on with me on his pad now. So who kind of inspired you for your offensive philosophy? What kind of sets you love to run, you know, when you're drawing up plays for your guys, man?
Yeah, honestly, my 7 years at Indian River, we kind of adapted over the years and tried to figure out what would work with the personnel we could recruit. And it kind of just took off from there. And so, you know, I'm used to playing a lot of small ball, spacing, spread you out type stuff, which is exactly what G wants to do. And so we kind of fit in that respect. And so a lot of tinkering, you know, a lot of drawing stuff up just to see if it works. And we're really just trying to put our guys in space and let them play. Like, you know, it's all about the players. They put them in opportunities to be successful and they will do really good things, and it makes us look really intelligent when at the end we're just putting them in a situation and letting them go. And so that's what we try to do. We try to play fast. We want to try to take, you know, the other team out of the ability to see what's coming and adapt. And, you know, if we can play quick and make quick decisions in space, usually leads to good opportunities for our guys.
No doubt. And I feel like sometime in the NBA where I met Charlie and G's, like, it just boils down to a middle pick and roll. I like seeing, like you said, playing fast, action on the front end, the back end actions, quick series. I love that kind of basketball. Not so much my dad, but I love it. You know, but I hate to see when it just boils down to a middle pick and roll and just run actions off the middle pick and roll. But what you guys do to me, it's more fun and entertaining to watch because I like to spread out and run actions myself and do it that way too.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. You know, obviously two of our leading scorers are wing players. AJ McKee's our leading scorer. And so we're constantly trying to set some early screens for him and give him an advantage to try and get in the paint. You know, he led the conference in free throw attempts last year. And, you know, then our second leading scorer has been our point guard, and he's been dynamic in the middle of the floor with a ball screen. And so we got to have a little balance between the two and try and figure out how to get both of them to their strengths. And I think Charlie does an unbelievable job game planning each game, trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to guard us, but then how we're going to exploit their weaknesses.
No doubt, man. And Charlie, let me ask you this, man, about, you know, cutting your teeth in the eye level, in the JUCO level, and how that helps you kind of experiment and tinker and also be able to know how to help G out, because you have to do everything in that level, you know, and being with him. So talk about that experience as well, Charlie, coming from NAIA JUCO to now being with G.
Yeah, I think it's really fortunate. It's a different route than I think a lot of people take. And I don't think I would change it. You know, I've been blessed to work for some guys that have given me a lot of responsibility at a really, really young age. And it allowed me to figure some stuff out and screw up and that kind of stuff. And so I think you get used to trying to do more with maybe less. In some respects, maybe guys are just a couple inches shorter, not quite as athletic or whatnot. And I think the other thing that it really, really taught me is I value possessions. I'm trying to steal every single thing I can steal, whether it's a tip play, a free throw cross, a free throw break. Like I'm just trying to steal possessions because I know at the end that might make the difference in the game. And so I've been really blessed to work for guys that have allowed me to figure some stuff out and grow and screw up and do some of my own ideas. And you know, this level is no different. There's high level coaches at every single level. Just some of them are not on TV and you don't get to know about them. But you know, some of the best coaches I've ever gone against were back in Missouri against, you know, Rocky Lamar at Mid-America and Steve Jenkins at Evangel. Like those are Hall of Fame level dudes. And if you're not ready to go every night, you're going to get, it's going to be a long one.
No doubt, man. Like you said, man, it's so fun to see guys like you and G who grinded. It wasn't just given to you. You didn't know the right person. You had to actually grind, cut your teeth. I think that's why you all do what you do so well. You're about the process because you all had to do it at every different level. And I'm like, I'm the same kind of way myself. So talk about that grind, though. I think that grind for me is what I enjoy the most. I enjoyed the most when I was working late nights on the radio, 2 or 6 in the morning. That was fun to me because I was doing my own thing, cutting my teeth. So talk about that grind, man.
Miriam.
Go ahead.
Either one.
You know, the funny thing is like guys like us, I don't know any better because I wasn't given the opportunity. Obviously, anyone, if we were given the opportunity to go play at Duke, we would have. But that wasn't the path that was given to us. And so, you know, if you want to make it, you just got to keep working. And so I think our whole program has that hard hat mentality. We don't have a lot of ranked guys or guys that, you know, really came up expecting a lot. And so that mentality, that worker's mentality, like, hey, I got to take it and I got to take it every day and I got to prove people wrong, is really what makes our program, I think, separate at oftentimes that chip on our shoulder. And, you know, the staff embodies that as well. You know, Charlie's a huge part of that. And I just think that guys understand, like, look, we're all working for the same thing and we want to get to the same places and we're going to do it together, but we're going to do it by strapping on every day and you know, going to work and getting better.
No doubt, man. And it's funny, man, you say that, man, because, like, you know, you don't talk just privately, man. The process, man, for me, even what I do, it's a pride. I also show up on the radio and be good at this stuff to study and read for this stuff, man. So it's like, man, I just enjoy the grind. Charlie, what about you, man, as well, man? You know, like I said, being cutting your teeth like you did, man. Talk about how much you love the grind as well, brother.
Yeah, I do. I think, again, I grew up in a different situation than most. And, you know, I've always said that I have to make it. Like, I don't have a backup plan. You know, my dad's a almost 80-year-old trash man. You know what I mean? Like, no, daddy's not making a phone call for me to get another opportunity. And so, you know, when I moved my wife and newborn to Florida to try the Region 8 thing, like, it was, you better make it or else. And that's kind of my mentality. Like, you don't know how many opportunities you're going to get, and you have to work your tail off for the ones you do get. And so, you know, every day is an opportunity, and we try to instill that in our guys. You know, grind it out, try to do everything you can that you can control, and the good Lord will take care of the rest for you.
No doubt, guys. I think it's a great message what you, we all both are saying on this show today here. And, G, before we go, man, tell the fans again how to come out and support you all against Garden of Web and Garden of Christian on Friday, right? Play them.
Yeah, we got a couple of home games here coming up. Garden of Web on Wednesday, which is going to be a huge, you know, in-state rivalry. Then non-division one, Carolina Christian, but then a huge game right down the road, right down I-77. We got Winthrop and then App State following up here at the Levine, which is going to be a giant game because Charlotte is a huge hotbed for App State and all their alumni. And so that we expect packed houses on all those games. So it's going to be exciting. You know, a bunch of basketball. You know, Winthrop always claims that they're in Charlotte, but hey, we're in Charlotte. They're in the suburbs, and we're proud of that. But it's a great place to watch a game. The Levine Center gets rocking, and versus High Point and Fairleigh Dickinson, our crowd was phenomenal.
No doubt, you are in York County, Winthrop. You're across the water. See, I know my Charlotte. I know my Charlotte.
Exactly.
You're in York, baby. You're not even Kinsley,
bird. Love
you know,
it.
Yes, sir. Hey, G. Charlie, good to talk to you as always, man. It was fun as always, brothers. This has been the Grant Leonard Show here. Check those guys out. Chipper Queens, as usual. Donate to them as well, to their basketball fun as well. So, G, Charlie, to see you as always, brothers. Do it again real soon, man.
Appreciate you, JR. Appreciate you.
All right, see you, brothers.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.